Infractions like trespassing, classroom disruption, or possession of drugs or alcohol on school grounds used to get you a Class C misdemeanor. But two state laws that went into effect last September keep school police from issuing Class C misdemeanors. Joy Baskin is the director of legal services for the Texas Association of School Boards.
School-based police officers ought to have their focus on other matters that are not general classroom misconduct.
From September 1st through December 31st of 2012, there were 1,805 Class C misdemeanor tickets issued for violations like disruption of class, disruption of transportation, and violations to the student code of conduct. In 2013, there were 515. That's a reduction of 1,290 year over year. Those numbers are according to the Texas Office of Court Administration. Instead of using the ticketing system, school police and administrators use a series of escalating penalties like mandatory counseling and school community service. Jeff Gasway is the principal at Midway High School. He says there are times when schools should issue citations and they shouldn't be prevented from doing so.
Bringing alcohol onto campus, bringing tobacco onto campus, a major mutual combat fight, those are major events in my mind that would not only warrant school consequences, but in my opinion would also warrant legal consequences.
The students can't be immediately ticketed for misconduct. School police can file a complaint with the local district attorney. Then the DA can decide if a Class C misdemeanor is warranted. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.